That's right, Jerry. Joe. Good morning, Jerry. And yuppers. I don't know that they necessarily need all the, you know, everything now. They made everybody mad. It used to be that way. I think there used to be a novice and a general. I think that was it, way back in the day. And then they made the extra and took some privilege away from the generals and really ticked them all off. Especially since to get it back, to get everything they had back, they had to learn code at a speed, you know, higher than they were likely required. And, you know, it was a barrier for many. I find that, I've never seen this proof or documented or anything like that, but my theory on why the 5, 13, and 20 existed was, you know, at five words a minute, you could literally, you know, count the dots and the dashes, assemble them in your mind. Let's say, you know, dit da, oh, that's an A, and write it on the page. You got time to do that at five. Five is the minimum, that they allow, and at that speed, you can literally just listen to the dots and the dashes and convert it in your mind. You have time. 13, I think, represents the fastest you can go, give or take. You know, everybody's a little different, but I think that in general, for most people, 13 is about the fastest you can go and still convert the characters from dots and dashes to characters and then put them on the page. And after that, you got to start hearing characters. You don't have time to convert. And then, you know, the 20. So I think that's why the 13 was that intermediate step. I just think that's the fastest you can go and still build the characters in your mind and convert them and all that stuff. Anywho, you know, it opens up, it's amazing how much CW opens up, but that's just a matter of, you know, can you learn it? I've always been, I wouldn't say tone deaf, but I've always had a hard time with languages and things like that. So it's a real struggle for me. I don't enjoy it. And I really pushed myself through it by the seat of my pants. I use it very minimally now. And I wish I didn't. I wish I was conversational. And the only way you can do that is get out there and practice. I don't. So it's another one of those bucket list projects that maybe one day, I think Dakota gets it after me.